like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please!
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Okay, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush, the latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
All right, welcome back in. Take a look at the top stories surrounding the sports world today. Well, and we did get, you know, we got a Colts hiring, finally, and we got that yesterday, but just getting the real news on it, or at least the real report on it right now, but the Colts officially hire Shane Steichen as their next head coach. Took a little while, man. They had 14 initial candidates, and the Colts and the Cardinals got their guy, too, and we'll get to that. But he was the former Philadelphia Eagles offensive coordinator. All right. They were just waiting on him. So now it doesn't look as bad. They were just interviewing a bunch of people just in case, but they had their guy all along, maybe? Sure seems like it. Meanwhile, the Cardinals got their guy, too. So everybody's hired now.
Yeah, this coming from Adam Schefter about 10 minutes ago. The Cardinals finalizing a deal with former Eagles defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon as their next head coach.
There you go. It's all done. Locked up. We'll see what happens with those guys. Baseball news, because we're getting close. Spring training. Right around the corner.
Get excited.
Boston Red Sox manager Alex Cora said he agrees with Major League Baseball's new rules, but offered one notable quip on the first day of spring training. He said, the bases, yeah, wait till you see them. They look like a pizza box, to be honest with you. Have you seen them yet? Have you seen a picture of these? Don't they already kind of look like a pizza box?
A square piece of rubber.
And they're a little bit taller, I guess. I don't know. It's just kind of funny. He noted that he does not think stolen base totals will increase because of the size of the bases. But that's what they're supposed to be, safer first. That's why they enlarge the bases, to promote safety. First basemen are less likely to get stepped on, but they're also expected to lead to an increase in stolen base attempts because the base paths have been shortened by 4 inches. Oh, okay. All right. Whenever we get into these, like, really, really, really tiny details, I just kind of chuckle a little bit. Like, was that something? What do you got a picture?
Yeah, just looking at them, it looks like a normal base, but it's going from 15 to 18 inches, and the pizza box dimensions are about 16 by 18 inches.
Okay.
Fairly accurate.
Yeah, it's fairly accurate. That's a guy that knows his way around a pizza. You've had a lot of pizza, if you can kind of determine what the size is.
That's about a pizza box size.
It's about a medium from Pizza Hut. It's a medium Pizza Hut. It's a Domino's large. There, probably so. How about this one? Fake sports memorabilia worth millions was seized. Law enforcement agents confiscated over 600 fake championship rings across 4 major U.S. professional sports leagues and the NCAA from a South Carolina memorabilia store as part of a seizure of counterfeit merchandise. The South Carolina Secretary of State announced the counterfeit goods could have fetched as much as $15 million at retail. Be careful what you're buying. Make sure that sand that you buy, that Tom Brady sat on to make his retirement announcement, is really the sand that he sat on. There may be no way of proving that, but just make sure. Is this real sand? Is this real Tom Brady sand? Smells like him. Just goes to show you how easy it is to rip the stuff off.
Smell like a sandy beach?
He probably has a fragrance about him.
I'd say it's minty.
Would it be strong enough to make sand around him smell a certain way?
It's possible.
Possible.
Whatever he sweats, it's not even sweat. It's toxins.
It's just, yeah.
It's chemicals.
Getting all the bad stuff out all the time. Andy Reid might be playing a little catch up here. He said he hopes that if Eric...
Ketchup.
Burgers. Red. That works too. Said he hopes that if Eric Bieniemy leaves, he will run the show elsewhere. So Andy Reid's making it a point to come out and say, oh, Eric Bieniemy, Eric Bieniemy, Eric Bieniemy. He doesn't want him to leave. Don't you think? He doesn't want Bieniemy to leave. Listen, I still think Andy Reid is the brainchild with Patrick Mahomes, but I think Eric Bieniemy is definitely a bit. All kidding aside, yes, he serves a monster purpose. He is very important to Andy Reid. That's a good combination. I'm telling you right now, I don't know if it's the interview process with Bieniemy or if it's the fact that people go, dude, you're with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. How good can you really be? That part of it is probably one of the reasons you're not seeing his name really come up as a serious candidate for any head coaches. And this was it's official now. I mean, Cardinals are done, the Colts are done, and another year goes by, and Eric Bieniemy is not a head coach in the National Football League. Is that? I just wonder if the interview process is going wrong for him, or if there's just too much of, yeah, but you're with Reed and you're with Mahomes. Because Jalen Hurts has just now kind of arrived as an elite quarterback. So you could attribute that to Gannon and say, yeah, it was his ability to kind of get the best out of Jalen Hurts, to get the best out of this offense. And so he kind of grew with him. Mahomes, once he stormed onto the scene, he was just ridiculously good. No question about it. I don't know. It's weird because I always thought his 2 or 3 years ago, I was like, yeah, he should probably be a head coach. I mean, but then you keep hearing all these interviews that he goes on and nothing ever comes of it. So why isn't Eric Bieniemy a head coach in the National Football League? It is bizarre. Now I'm hearing that the Commanders really want Eric Bieniemy as their offensive coordinator. Don't you think that if he's going to have to go somewhere else? Because if he's not getting any offers now as the Chiefs guy, he's not going to get any offers. It's not going to change. People expect the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl again next year. Yet Eric Bieniemy was not hired away for any team. So don't you think that in order for him to be considered as a serious candidate, he has to go somewhere else where it's not like great established offensive-minded coach with a great quarterback? He's going to have to go somewhere else where maybe the quarterback's not as established.
Sam Howell.
Maybe. Maybe so. That I'm just thinking. That's a lot of people like to complain about why he's not a head coach. Well, there's a few things that go against that with Eric Bieniemy. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It is Top Text Tuesday. Text us now on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Noob says, it's NASCAR for me, starting with the Daytona 500 this weekend. So we're going, Noob's going NASCAR. The poll question of the day is, now that the NFL season is over, which sport will get most of your attention? The NHL, Major League Baseball, we got spring training right around the corner, college basketball, which we're getting ready to approach conference tournament season, the NBA, we're after the All-Star break, we're in the home stretch, and then I threw up the XFL just for funsies, and nobody's voting on the XFL. Do you guys realize it starts this weekend? It's this weekend.
How are you not pumped up for this?
How are you not just like...
It's the XFL. Come on. Football.
Angel and I have decided to follow it somewhat. I don't...
We'll like, keep track of the
Yeah,
teams.
Like if there's a Nuggets game on or the Rams or the Bears are playing, I'm not going to pick the Seattle Sea Dragons against the Washington Helicopter Triangles. I don't know. Ooh, that's cool. We did pick teams. Because there's no Colorado team.
Nope.
Is there a Miami team?
I don't think so.
I don't know. But we decided to pick teams. And I decided to go with the Seattle Sea Dragons. For obvious reasons.
Because the name is cool.
Yes. And I like Seattle weather. Yes, I'm a cloudy day, rainy kind of guy. So that's where I went. with that. You're going with
the St. Louis Battlehawks.
The St. Louis Battlehawks. So I've challenged Tanner and Brian to this, too. I told them they got to pick teams. Tanner is trying to get your team, but I fought for you. I said, no, Angel picked.
First come, first serve.
He picked the Battlehawks. So, of course, surprise, surprise, Tanner's going with the only cow-type named team, and that's the whatever Brahmas. San Antonio Brahmas?
What's a Brahma?
It's a Brahma bull.
Okay.
But it's a type of bull.
Why not just call them the Bulls?
Well, one of the Rock's nicknames when he wrestled was the Brahma Bull.
Okay.
He had a lot of nicknames. The more nicknames you have, the more talented you are. Keep up, Angel. It's the WWE. He has a tattoo of a Brahma Bull on one of his arms. Not the one that's like taken over with tats, but he's got the Brahma Bull on one side. So I'm guessing San Antonio did that as a nod to him, maybe? I don't know. Or they just like Brahma Bulls, San Antonio. So we're waiting on Brian's pick. And I don't know if Clark and Bruce want to get in on this, but there's 8 teams. We got enough. There's enough. Is there 8 or 6?
8.
Okay, so
there'd be
plenty enough.
5 more teams to pick from.
Well, I was looking at my team just to get an idea. Jim Haslett's the head coach. He used to coach for the Saints. Steven Montez is on this team, former Buffs quarterback. I really liked him. I interviewed him a few times. Barry Wesley, former CSU offensive lineman's on this team. He's a local guy. He's grew up in Loveland. Josh Gordon, welcome to the Sea Dragons. Although, is it the real Josh? Where did Josh Gordon go to college? Did he go to Baylor? Now I'm starting to think this is not that Josh Gordon. Where did he go to college? Where did you go to college, Josh Gordon?
Google says Utah and Baylor.
This is that Josh Gordon, then. There's no picture of his face. It is. There's just that. Like, it's just the, you know.
They're working on it.
Not everybody has a picture yet. Who we got? Jalen Reed out of Oregon. Here we go. Damian Willis. A bunch of guys. Very excited. So we're going to talk about your teams and our teams and their battles coming up. What are you watching now that the NFL season is over? No takers on the XFL, huh? No takers. Very shocked by that. Nobody's in on this. Let me know if you are. If you change your mind, get in on this. 18 minutes after the hour, we'll talk about Colorado State. See, for me, it's the NBA first, then college basketball, but they're like right here. Very excited about it. Let's talk some college hoops next with Mike Brohard from CSURams.com. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's a new ad in town. Hear the blue and gold spring football game on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. We're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Joining me now from CSURams.com, my great friend, Mike Brohard. Mike, my man, let's see if you did your homework. Is Isaiah Stevens, what do you think, man? I mean, I haven't asked you in a while. You think he's coming back? I'm not so sure. What do you think?
I wish Isaiah peace when it comes time to make that decision for himself.
Let me ask you, is that written down on your note card, or did you actually remember that response?
I actually remembered it because I'm in Houston. I forgot my note card at the office.
That's impressive. I'm pretty sure that's word for word. I'm pretty sure. So you were staying consistent with that.
Yeah, I mean, I should. Yeah, I'm staying consistent with it because it is his decision.
Yes, it is. Well, we'll see how you do next week, Mike, on next week's game show. But serious stuff. It was nice to see Colorado State just really take it to Air Force. You know what, like 2 years ago, it seems like. They've been off with another bye week situation. But that was good for the Rams to have the win. And then just to get some time to get healthier, just take a little, maybe a mental break too. Not that they did from practice, but just from games. And now we'll see them get back at it tomorrow night against Boise State.
Yeah, they get a chance to actually, they got a long stretch to actually enjoy what they did and how they did it. And that, I think, is helpful. Like when you talk about a mental break, they're not getting away from something. They're kind of reliving something good and trying to expand on it. So it's much better than if you have a mental break coming off a loss. That's for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. And we'll see what they can do going forward. Never an easy battle against those Broncos. But, you know, with some time off. And I like that, what you said. Hey, this gave us a lot of time to really digest what all we did right. Because that was one of those games where, you know, they win 69-53. You're doing a lot right in that game. I was really impressed, though. I know Isaiah Stevens is going to put up nice numbers every night. But I was really happy to see John Tonje come away with 21 points in that game.
Yeah, I mean, it was just really was an impressive game all the way around. And for John to come through in the way he did, make big baskets, really kind of helped him get out to that big advantage, shoot well. They played well defensively as a team, which you need to do against Air Force. All that stuff is cake. It's not the cake. It's the icing, right?
Yeah.
That's what everybody likes is icing.
It's icing. It's the sweets on top, which is what they all enjoyed, with sweets at a gas station after that game. I love that. I think that's a great tradition, although we all judge them by what they're ordering or what they're buying at that gas station.
Well, I also like the fact that some of them have a sense of humor. Like I saw somebody holding up a quart of Pennzoil.
That was my favorite one.
Yeah.
I think that's such a fun thing. And again, it's still a game. You're trying to have fun with it. You know, those kind of things are great for building, you know, up the team chemistry, regardless of where you are in the season. And being able to win a game like that, who knows, man? That could catapult you into a nice end to the regular season and into the Mountain West Conference tournament.
That's always the hope, isn't it? I mean, you grasp onto what's good, and you hope to carry it forward and see what it can do for it.
Yeah, Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. All right, looking at this women's basketball team, Mike, they continue to do great things. I mean, it's been a very fun season for them all year round. They get the win over Fresno State. They're back on the right track. They had a little bit of a hiccup there, you know, with UNLV, New Mexico, and Air Force, but taking care of Utah State, Wyoming in a close game, then San Jose State, close game, Fresno State. You're starting to see this team just get right back into form. It didn't last long with them as far as a bump in the road.
No, and what's impressive to me about this run is really if you look at these three wins, you got two and a half of them without Destiny Thurman in the lineup. You know, she went down, she got hurt in the Wyoming game, and they went on the road and won two games without a starting guard who – as valuable as she is to them offensively, she means maybe even more defensively, and especially to get those wins the way that they did. Now, they're going to have to go through, and they still got to pay a really tough San Diego State team, which means a lot for seeding for the conference tournament. But, you know, to go out on the road and get those two wins without a key starter in the lineup, that's also a huge confidence boost. It's a down-the-line confidence boost. And then you see, like, a Hannah Ronsek, a true freshman, come in, and she gets her first start, and she drills 4 3-pointers. She hadn't been shooting well. That helps her.
Yeah, well, and put them in a great spot here. What are they, tied for second right now, Mike? Is that right? Right behind, well, UNLV is obviously undefeated in the conference, and then I think they're right there in the mix.
Yeah, and if you look at it, they've got the tiebreaker right now over San Diego State because they beat them at home earlier this year. San Diego State has three really good guards that make it a very interesting game because obviously Colorado State has three really good guards when Thurman's healthy. So it'll be curious to see if she's back in time for that game. It's another road test. It'll be a good game.
Yeah, I just really hope it works out where we can see UNLV's obviously looks like, yeah, I think they've got the first seed, don't they? I mean, is it mathematically out of the question now for CSU to grab that? What do they have, 4 games left?
Yeah, so and because UNLV won twice,
sure,
they would own the tiebreaker, even if they finished tied. And so there's the fun thing is, though, both times, you know, they played UNLV really tight. Those were both very close games. Now, the tricky part will be you go to Las Vegas, you hope to see them in the championship game, and you're playing them on their home floor. And not only that, but, like, the coach is from Vegas and two of their key players are from Vegas. So it's more than just your typical home court advantage for the Rebels there. But, man, you know, Colorado State is going to be, you know, just chomping at the bit to get back and get one more crack at the Rebels.
Yeah, I just hope it works out that way so we can see them in the Mountain West Conference championship game. That would be something special. Mike, what are you working on at CSURams.com? Where are you today? I know you're in a hotel somewhere. Is that right?
I'm in a hotel in Houston.
Okay.
Down here for the Mountain West Conference championships for swimming and diving.
Nice.
So, yep, they had their first practice session this morning. We'll do another one later this afternoon. So I did a piece today on true freshman Lexi Tritely, who hasn't lost the collegiate 100 yet, but she goes in knowing that she hasn't seen everybody in the conference, but very focused on just what she can do and see what it means at the end, you know, whether or not she can win it. She's an interesting kid. She has no fear as a freshman. She's very competitive, got a little swag to her. So it'll be fun to see. She's a very good sprinter. She'll be really competitive in the 50 and the 100. And it should be an interesting meet for Colorado State.
Yeah, well, exciting stuff continuing to happen for all things Colorado State up and down the board throughout all sports. Mike, what'd you think about our old friend Mike Bobo getting back with Georgia, where it all began, at least from his time to transitioning to CSU? He's right back to with the Bulldogs.
That's where he's been, though. So, I mean, he was an analyst there for him. So it's a great fit. That's where he wants to. That's where Drew's playing. His son is on the roster as an offensive lineman. So I don't think he was ever going to leave. There were rumors that he was going to Mississippi State, join that staff. And I'd reached out to him. He said, no, not going. He's not uprooting his family. You know, because he's got five kids. Drew's on the roster at Georgia. So, I mean, it fits perfect. I mean, he and Kirby were college roommates. So they're really good friends. That's just a good fit for him.
So what,
I'm happy for him. I'm very happy for him.
Yeah, he was with Auburn, and then he was with – what was he with Georgia last year? I forgot about that. What was he doing with Georgia last year?
He was an offensive analyst.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so right. He was sitting behind the scenes doing what Mike really loves to do, and that's sit in the film room, you know, digest what a defense is doing and try and come up with the best way to attack it. So he was helping the offensive coordinator do everything he could, find different things. That's Mike's. People forget, even when CSU was not playing really well at the end of his tenure, they were still pretty good for 30 points a game. He's got a really good offensive mind.
Yeah, I always liked Mike Bobo and a lot of respect for him, as you said, as an offensive guy. So I'm really happy for him, too. He was always a lot of fun to interview on the program, follow his teams. Unfortunate with the way things ended with him, but I'm glad he's back on his feet with as the OC with Georgia, too. So that'll be fun to see. Good for him.
Yeah, it's good for him. And like I said, he gets to stay home. You know, where he played, where he's from, he didn't have to uproot his family, because we all know, you know, being a college football coach is kind of a nomadic existence. That's like what always amazed me about Marty English. He's basically being able to coach his entire career in the triangle between UNC, Wyoming, and CSU, and never really had to leave far and uproot his family.
Yeah, that is interesting when it works out like that for some of these guys, where they can just stay within a 45-mile radius or something like that. That's rare for sure.
Yeah.
Mike, appreciate you as always, man, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, sounds good. Take care.
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. Yeah, Mike Bobo, former Colorado State coach. So he was with – obviously he was quarterback for Georgia, and then he was the – offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach from 2007 to 2014. Colorado State hired him after McElwain left to go to Florida. He comes in, and he was, you know what, he was pretty good for a moment. You know, as a head coach, he was 7-6, 7-6, 7-6, and then he went 3-9, 4-8, had some health stuff come up in the 18 season that I think kind of bled over into the 19 season. Then he went to South Carolina as the offensive coordinator for two seasons. He actually took over as the interim head coach at the end of that. And then he went to be with, what's his name? What, Harsin? The Boise State?
Brian Harsin.
Yeah, not Brian Cranston, right? It wasn't Brian Cranston. He went to be with him at Auburn. That obviously did not work out. He was the offensive coordinator there for a second. And then, as Mike brought up, I forgot that he went with Georgia as an offensive analyst. I don't follow the offensive analyst jobs as much as I should, I guess. But Bobo now with now officially back as the offensive coordinator. Good for him. Liked Bobo a lot. He was a lot of fun to interview. Great dude. I thought he really bought into this community, to the Northern Colorado, to the Fort Collins community really well. Just the last two seasons were pretty rough. Although I think Rams fans are begging for 7-6. We'd be great to see 7-6 again. That'd be fantastic. 34 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
The XFL begins this weekend. The recharge of the XFL. And of course, The Rock is one of the owners or part of the ownership group. Who cares? It's The Rock's league. That's all I care about. Are you interested in this at all, Hooligans? I put this up as one of the options. Now that the NFL season is over, what will get most of your attention this offseason? The NHL, Major League Baseball, college basketball, the NBA, or other, which a lot of you guys have selected other, because I'm getting NASCAR and golf, I've heard a lot of. On Twitter, I've heard NHL. Seems to be where we're going on that side. So it's the NHL leading, then it's other, then it's baseball. What are we doing here? Then it's college basketball. Then it's the NBA. Then it's the XFL doesn't register a vote. It didn't even register a vote. So that's kind of sad to me. So go vote at thewholeshow.com. And I'd like to see if some of you guys are interested at all in basketball. I mean, you got NHL, other, and Major League Baseball up on the docket. Okay, the NBA just passed up college basketball. So maybe we have a little battle back and forth there. Here we go. Oh, did you get a vote in there? Did we get a vote in there for the XFL? So the XFL has a vote now. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. I'm very curious to see what you guys are going to say on this one. Is it going to be NHL that leads this thing all the way through? And then I'm getting a lot of NASCAR. Surprisingly, a lot of NASCAR. I had an old producer once that would be like, dude, why do you not talk more NASCAR? I'm like, are there radio shows that are about NASCAR?
I'm sure.
Like, what are they talking about? I'm just curious. You know, Ted got the car running real good right now.
He had a good practice run.
I'm kind of making fun of it, but I'm not trying to.
I'm really genuinely curious about what, as a sports fan, what is fascinating and intriguing about NASCAR?
It's different.
Like, and I grew up around like NASCAR fans, and I never got it.
I mean, it's track and field, but with vehicles. It's track, but with vehicles. I've never been like the monster trucks, you know, truck racing and car racing, racing for pink slips and
motocross,
Need for Speed, and you know, the new Vin Diesel movie that just came out is coming out.
Fast X
and the 400 movies they've made there. That stuff just doesn't. I had a coach once who always said, if it doesn't have a ball in it, it's not a sport. I was like, well, hockey's a puck. He's like, yeah, puck similar
it's
enough.
It's a smushed ball.
Puck is close enough to a ball. So that, I guess I kind of subscribe to that a little bit when you add the puck to the mix. If it doesn't have a ball, it's not much of a sport for me.
Well, is a football really a ball?
It is, because it's a football.
But it's not spherical.
No, but it's a ball. So it is a type of ball. So I don't know. I mean, some people really get into it. Noob says, if you went to a race, you would understand. I've heard that it's crazy when you go. I just don't know, like, how many laps is it? So Daytona 500, that means that 500 laps?
I think so.
Wow. Well, so what happens when a car pulls over to do a pit stop Is he now behind by two laps or whatever? How do they keep track of? Because if you pull over to get your tires changed and all that stuff.
I think it's just positioning. Because you could take a stop on one lap.
But Billy Bob behind, takes and then he'll take his stop on the next lap.
Mm-hmm. And then your positioning's off.
Interesting.
If that's your thing, then go for it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I had a neighbor right next to door, and he was obsessed. When I was single and I had an apartment, he was obsessed with NASCAR. So I'd come over, crack open a few beers, and watch NASCAR. He'd come over, crack open a few beers, and watch football or something. And I'm just like, how do you not find this better than that? And he's like, dude, it is what it is, man. I like watching cars go fast in a circle. Oh, it's 250 laps. It's a 2.5-mile track. So there you go. Now we know.
Is it 500? Because
why is it 500? It says super speedway. We're getting an education today. Do you like watching horse racing? Do you like watching the ponies?
If it's on Sunday morning, it's, you know,
Triple Crown stuff.
The Preakness or, you know, the Kentucky Derby. You know, check it out.
I don't know. It's really short, though, with horse racing. It's like, and they're off, and it's done.
I feel like with NASCAR, I'll put it on,
NASCAR's
leave
like,
for 20 minutes and come back and, oh, same thing.
Well, and I guess, again, my wife would say, that's the same as basketball, Angel. My wife would say, she would say, oh, why do you watch the whole game? It's going to come down in the last 2 minutes anyway.
Because context matters.
Oh, it does matter. The journey of the game, the journey of the one-on-one and the matchups. Eastside Chris, bowling uses a ball. Also, table pool.
I believe billiards is the correct term.
Those are sports. I love bowling.
Is poker a sport?
Mm-mm. No. I had this debate.
A World Series for it, so.
No, sitting down and, like, checkers and chess is not a sport.
That's a game.
It's a game. I had this argument a few years back about what constitutes as a sport. And I think our guy, Clark Johnson, because he's a big horse racing guy. And I said, horse racing is not a sport.
It's a sport for the
horse. You're riding a horse. Is that really a sport? Yeah, the horses are racing. But they're just running. They're going to run anyway.
You got to tell them which way to run. And
is that sports, though?
Come on, faster.
Is NASCAR a sport? Because you're driving a vehicle. Like that, you're letting the vehicles doing the work. Is it really?
You just got to turn it, and you got the whole pit crew making sure your tires are good, and your gas is good.
They go around 200 miles per hour and are about 2 inches away from each other. Not debating whether it's dangerous and gets the adrenaline pumping and stuff. Not debating that. But do you call NASCAR drivers? Do you call them athletes? Do you call horse jockeys, athletes? I mean, watch the movie Hidalgo, man, and he raced across like the Arabian Desert, and he wasn't an athlete. He was just a cowboy. We had this, but this debate, like, because golf, yes, sport. It's a sport. Got a ball. Trying to advance the ball, which is really sports, advancing a ball of some sort. I've always just had a hard time with some of the, but then people fire back and say, well, then, because I like track. You like track. We're track guys. Is that a sport? Yeah, that's you racing somebody else with your legs, not a horse's or a motor. Rodeo is a sport, Noob says. I mean, it's
more of an act.
Rodeo, I'll give you this. Those guys are more athletes than I would say NASCAR guys are and horse jockeys. Riding a bull is a sport. Barrel racing? Is that a sport? You mean you're controlling a horse to go around barrels? I control a video game to make Madden players run around. Is that a sport?
Virtual.
Brady, did you just compare sitting on your couch playing Madden to barrel racing? Somebody said that in their car right now, just like that. We train for hours riding these beasts. Probably do. Drive I-25. Everyone is NASCAR.
That's good.
Oh, man. I'm not like we were talking about with Rihanna the other day, yesterday, which was Monday. You said, dude, I'd like to see you get up on a giant platform and be pregnant. I couldn't. I couldn't do it. I'd be like hanging on the edge. Like, is this going down soon?
One of those dancers almost fell.
Creepy.
He like did a dance and like fell backwards.
And they don't have any like string on them or anything that's going to keep them?
I think they're latched in like at the waist, but.
But like, no, you're right.
She was like 70 feet in the air.
Couldn't do it. A lot of respect for it. Doesn't mean that I view it as an entertaining halftime program. Same thing with like NASCAR and stuff. Just doesn't do it for me. But that's not to knock it. Rodeo, I guess rodeo in some instances I consider a sport. Like, I think bull riding does take, you gotta be pretty fit to be a bull rider. So I would agree. But probably, what do you call it when you jump off the horse and you tackle him? And, I don't know, Tanner would know, cow wrestling or whatever they do out there.
Roping?
No, they jump off of them and they tackle them. They jump off their horse and then they tackle the calf. I'm a farm Eastern Colorado kid and I forgot all this stuff, man. What do you call it?
Half scramble?
No.
No.
Steer wrestling.
There you go.
Well, there's something else for it, though. Is that what it is? Where you just jump off your horse and you tackle them and then you grab them by the horns and you twist them up, do them down there?
You got to tie up their legs.
I guess. Bulldogging. Is that what it is? Bulldogging. Yeah, it's bulldogging. That takes an athletic ability. It does. You have to be pretty damn athletic to do that, I will say it. Just not sports in a conventional sense to me, I guess. We'll call it something else. Like, is skateboarding a sport?
Yes.
I mean, that takes athletic. If you're good at it, that takes some athletic ability. Skiing is
on
a sport.
On its own, it's a recreational activity, but there are right. sports competitions.
Yeah, that's a sport. Skiing, sport. Water skiing?
Yeah.
Mm. Jet skiing.
If you're racing jet skis, yes. If you're just running around doing tricks. That's
stunts.
That's just Todd having fun.
Is what Evel Knievel did, is he considered an athlete? Is that a sport? Just doing stunts.
He's an entertainer.
He's not competing.
He was an entertainer.
Yeah. So what, okay, this whole thing. What are you watching? Angel, your team in the XFL. We are going to try to watch some XFL. I'm going to try to watch it this week. Some of the notable players. Why are you choosing the
Battle Hawks?
Yeah. Let me guess. It has something to do with an Alabama player.
Yes.
Oh.
There's actually two of them on this team.
Who you got? AJ?
Former quarterback AJ McCarron is the starting quarterback.
Starting quarterback.
And Dallas Warmack, one of their own linemen from a couple years ago.
Connor Cook is going to be the quarterback for the Houston Roughnecks.
He's a Michigan State kid, I think.
Yeah. Any other? Josh Johnson is going to play. He's going to play for the Los Angeles. Is that real? This is an older report, so I don't know. Cardale Jones? Remember Cardale Jones?
Ohio State guy.
What did he say in Twitter, his famous tweet? Yeah, I go to school to play football. I don't go to play, learn. Or I don't remember.
He was the third string quarterback that won them the championship, right?
Yeah, and he had a funny tweet basically about, like, it's not my job to do school. I don't know. Landry Jones, Dallas Renegades. Matt Jones. Love Matt Jones. He used to play for the Bears. Dude, it's been a while since he's been out of the league. No, not. I'm thinking of the wrong Matt Jones. I'm thinking of Matt Forte. Matt Jones played for the Commanders, whatever they were, the Redskins before. He's on your team. He was a stud.
The legend Kyle Sloter playing with Arlington.
Ooh, Sloter's staying in the game, man.
He was in the USFL last year, so now he's jumping to the XFL. Maybe it's a jump. Maybe it's a lateral move.
A lateral move. Trey McBride. Not that Trey McBride. Wide receiver Trey McBride. He's going to be playing on the Los Angeles Wildcats. Is there any other big name? Oh, Raheem the Dream Moore.
Oh.
He's playing defensive back for the DC Defenders. Dude, he has been around a while.
Paxton Lynch.
Is he? Who's he playing for?
The Orlando Guardians.
Nice, dude. There's a lot of interesting names on this list.
Martavius Bryant,
wide receiver
for
Vegas.
Wow.
Man.
Kalen Ballage, running back for San Antonio.
There's some decent names on this list. Some of these guys I just assumed were gone for a long time. Oh. We'll see how it all shakes out, man. Noob says, I'm all in on the Vegas Vipers.
There you go.
There you go, Noob. Get yourself a team. There's only eight. Eastside Chris, don't ask Mark Johnson if team roping is a hobby. You may never interview him again. It's a sport. Well, I didn't say it was a hobby. Still a competitive event, but is it a sport? Different. 12:53 the time. We'll wrap up this hour on the other side. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
Sean Payton, it is. Are we feeling Broncos country? Hear team talk and coverage every day in Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The Seattle Sea Dragons and the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Our official war cry.
I just followed them on Twitter. They just retweeted Dwayne Johnson's tweet about the season's not over, and they just wrote back, "This time is ours," with a fire emoji.
Get excited.
Yes. Let's go.
I'm going to learn all of our players this week. When I watch him for the first time,
I have no idea. Like, there's a couple of local ties. Like, Jim Haslett's the coach. Who's the coach for the Battlehawks? I had to literally go to their roster, find out. Oh, yeah.
Anthony Beck. Becht.
Let's think about that guy for a while. All right, final hour coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.